This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's hour three of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Here we go. I do think it's still fun. Even though the Cowboys aren't in the playoffs, there's a lot of amazing stuff to talk about. And for more on that, here's Wolchuk with your daily football fix.
Take it away, Lucius. Let's hit the fix.
You think football is still fun?
Yes.
Sir.
Wrong side!
Left side!
Wrong side!
Left side!
I use these for acid indigestion.
So what are we going to use these for?
Intimidation.
You know I got to get my fix, man.
Dear Lord, Aaron Chat Shots with the DVOA numbers. Yep, they're in. Fourth worst in the history of the footballs for the Cowboys defense this year in terms of DVOA. Fourth worst.
For the NFL history? Or
in the history of the National Football League.
But hey, if you're going to suck, you know, be the best at sucking. And you were fourth best. You were right up there. Mount Rushmore of sucking on defense.
Yep,
okay?
Number four.
Take pride in that.
Do we have the top three, please?
Oh, 86, Tampa Bay. That's the worst.
Okay.
Oh, and the creamsicles just getting freaking mashed.
81, the Baltimore Colts, second worst.
Oof.
Number three.
Might be a Ted Marchibrota special there.
That's what I was thinking.
Right ahead of you, the L.A. Rams of 1982.
Wow, the 80s were a bad time.
And that was, I believe, a strike season because they were only 2-7.
Yeah, that's the strikes, yeah.
So that's not good. Not good. But the Cowboys want to wait. They're giving us, what the hell number did they throw out there? Did they really say like 10 to 12 days?
According to Nick Harris, and he is a journalist, Big J, like he is not professional ball sacker guy, so you got to take his word for it. 10 to 12 days for what?
To do like,
for what?
We just got to decide here.
It's honestly embarrassing.
We got to know. You know, maybe. We're gonna have our exit interviews.
What's embarrassing is you and your coffee and banana. That's
I like what he's doing with the coffee and the bananas, Brian.
Hot coffee, cold banana.
Don't go after my guy like that. You're coming at my guy all wrong. But I don't know what would take that long. You should kind of have an idea. I totally respect it if you want to go through your exit interviews with the players, talk with them, get more information, coaches, sure.
We can knock that out in 2 days.
Yeah, but I'd say by Wednesday.
Yeah.
Like, we should probably know.
I think it was I looked it up.
Mike Nolan?
Yeah, 8 days.
If we get to Saturday and this thing's still not decided, I'm going to start to get a little ticked.
They're unserious. They prove it time and time again.
Because you can interview Jim Leonard tomorrow. Based on the interview timeline for assistance.
Would you walk me through that, please?
Yes, and shout out to Diana Russini. She put this out there.
I think others have, too, but good for her.
Well, Diana just did it in like an easy-to-read kind of display here, because I need this. Like, sometimes I need to be coddled like I'm 4 years old and
dysphraxia.
I need it to explain to me. Yeah, and I'm not the smartest
guy. Go get him, Al Harris.
Low IQ and dysphraxia.
Tuesday, January 6th, interviews can begin with candidates whose teams did not make the playoffs or have a first-round bye. So who are the Broncos? They have a first-round bye.
They're in Denver.
Jim Leonard, coaches for the Broncos. They have a first-round bye. So they can interview him, right?
Right.
I'm reading that correctly? Boom, there you go. Head coaching interviews can begin with candidates who coached in Saturday or Sunday's wild card games beginning a Tuesday a week from tomorrow, January 13th.
Okay.
Interviews can begin with candidates whose teams did not make the playoffs or have a first-round bye, and they play on Sunday, January 4th, on Wednesday. So that's where the difference is. If their teams are playing Saturday, you can go with tomorrow. The Sunday games, that can be on the following day. And then head coaching interviews can begin with candidates who coached in Monday's wild card game, Wednesday, January 14th. So that would be
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Houston and Steelers, you know, those teams. So, yeah, I mean, if they wanted to interview Jim Leonard, I believe, based on that information, they'd be able to do so as early as tomorrow if they decided, you know, Flus isn't our guy. So, hey, you've already got teams that are requesting interviews for head coaches and GMs. Clint Kubiak is going to interview for the head coaching vacancy with the Falcons. Former Texans GM Rick Smith is also going to be interviewing there.
All right, Rick.
Yep, Rick's going to be doing that. So we're getting some movement when it comes to other teams that are looking at, hey, let's fill our head coach, let's fill our GM. I get it. Maybe the coordinator positions, that'll be a little bit slower. Maybe the Cowboys will have some time there. But we're still not sure on the future of Eberflus, although we think we're sure. We think he's not back. But what would their reaction be if the Cowboys said, hey, we reevaluated this thing, we're bringing him back?
Oh, my gosh. That would be.
Would it shock you?
It wouldn't shock
would
me.
It?
It would surprise me.
I'd be surprised too. I'd be pretty surprised.
But that would be a full on revolt. I think that would be an all time, like, burn the building down type of reaction.
Everyone would just lose their mind.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That would be like videos across the internet of setting all your Cowboys gear on fire.
What?
I'm done.
Okay. Let's play serious radio here for a second. If you're him, what do you say? If you're him, how do you politic for your job?
Well, you don't do it by saying I wouldn't have changed anything I did this year.
Okay,
which is what he's already done.
That's okay.
That's a guy who can't wait to get fired and paid to sit on his ass.
He's already getting paid by the Bears too.
Yeah,
so that's kind of where you're at. But no, seriously, and I know it was a serious answer, but what does he say? Does he have a leg to stand on at all?
And I don't.
The only thing you can do is point the finger at Jerry Jones, the guy that you're trying to have keep your job.
Why did you trade Micah Parsons? That's like,
yeah,
why
you
did,
screwed me with the Micah
yeah,
trade.
Why did you trade Micah Parsons?
And these players stink.
I would say, listen, I could have used the pass rusher, and Jerry and Steven and everybody told us it was a unanimous decision. I'd like to know if somebody really on the defensive staff said, yeah, this is a good idea, trade Micah Parsons.
I think that's one of the all-time ball sacks, saying that it was a unanimous decision. Never a unanimous decision for a room to give up the best player in a trade. It's never unanimous. Like, it might have been majority. There's no way not one person in there wasn't thinking to themselves,
and
are stupid.
This is when we were at Jake's, and we were talking about this, and I know Loudmouth Brian, who got fired for being Loudmouth Brian over... I would have said, listen, our offense we feel is pretty good. How are we going to close these games?
Mm-hmm.
How are we going to close these games with pass rush? Are we really going to close games with what we got? Oh, yeah, Brian, yeah, we can do it. We can manufacture pressure. Yeah, yeah, all that. I would have stood up and said, we have a chance to be really good on offense, but how are we going to close these games? And if nobody on the defensive side stood up and said something – they all need to be let go. They all need to be let go for that reason.
Yeah. Look, I think from the player committee, the players they talked to, including the quarterback, Dak Prescott.
They'd had enough of him.
That was unanimous. I think from the head coach, he obviously signed off on it, and then probably Will, Jerry, Steven. Unanimous. Now, again, they're paying Micah Parsons. He's not anywhere if him and Jerry don't, you know, go haywire with the, we had a deal, and then Micah's like, we don't have a deal, and everything that went on there. But... yeah, I think from the people at least that they talked to, it was unanimous. It probably wasn't full on unanimous.
I would
with
love,
everybody in the organization.
I would love, and I don't. Matt Eberflus won't text me back after I asked him about spying after week one. He hasn't gotten back to me since. I'd like to know though if there were people in that organization, because I learned about the Dallas Mavericks, about the trade with, you know, with Luka, that there were like four coaches on staff that were adamantly against that.
Yeah.
You know, like, hey, no, we can't do this, you know? I'd like to know, was Matt Eberflus one of the guys that stood up and said, hey, I am, because if it gets out, like I said, if he gets let go, I'd love to ask him.
It's going
to
look really bad if he said yes, and then he used that as a reason, the defense wasn't good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not going to be a good look.
So Matt Eberflus really doesn't have any leg to stand on, according to you guys.
No, I don't know how you could really justify what happened. I don't, especially after it looked like things were trending in the right direction. And then you had the whole issue with, you know, Kenneth Murray and Logan Wilson doesn't play a snap.
Well, Logan Wilson played the majority of that game yesterday.
After you had the whole debacle the week before. That's the thing. It's a reactionary football team, right? The second everybody's freaking out about something, okay, now we'll fix it. Yeah. That's why everyone wanted Kenneth Murray to not play. They come out and say, well, guess who's starting? Logan Wilson. What happened the rest of that football game? Yeah. It was still a switch. So, like, they'll appease the fan base at times and then go back and do whatever they wanted. And maybe that was all Eberflus. Maybe Flus said, hey, Kenneth Murray's my guy. I'm not doing this here.
He did.
That very well could have been that.
I mean, not blitzing against the Lions and then trying to play zone with man corners. It's just there's not a way to explain your way out of that unless you were dealing with an idiotic front office. Now, you say what you want to say about the Joneses, answer that question how you'd like, but I think the presence of Shoddy in there is not going to allow the Joneses to be tricked with that line of thinking. Like, Jason Garrett used to always have a way of explaining his shortcomings to the Joneses, and the Joneses weren't equipped enough to, like, shut him down or to give him stuff back. Like, I think with Shoddy in here, and I think Eberflus being in the booth is because he and Shoddy weren't seeing eye to eye, and they needed to separate.
I totally agree to that.
I think we
totally
saw it on the field, you know, and Shoddy's like, what the bleep are we doing here?
Yeah.
You know, come on. Now, the Raiders did fire Pete Carroll after one season. He's one and done.
He's Spy happy.
Tech's going to stay back.
Pete's good with this, man.
So, yeah, I'm perfect. Sure he is. I'm sure, yeah. I'm sure, I mean, Pete's going to shine. He's going to be great.
Go back to Southern California. Everything's cool.
Here's where this impacts the Cowboys. The name that we've been talking about as a potential we'd love to get as a defensive coordinator would be Brian Flores. A lot of people at least have said that. I can understand those, like the John Onings, that also are like, I don't know if that would be the smartest thing in the world. But
that's a very Cowboy. I mean, that's a very Raider-like move, though.
Tommy Brady.
Yeah.
Who's he want?
Yeah.
Might be looking at Brian Flores as his head coach. And good old Dabes, Brian Daboll, is the offensive coordinator, people that he's pretty familiar with. So that would take Brian Flores out of the running as a potential defensive coordinator, as would Vance Joseph. Vance Joseph, who's getting head coaching interviews right now as well, who's the DC in Denver, I'd assume Jim Leonard just gets elevated and he's the defensive coordinator there, so you're not going to be able to get him on your staff either. Now we get to Arlington Martin's own Myles Garrett. Shout out to Myles Garrett. He is now the NFL sack record holder for most sacks in a single season as Joe Burrow goes down, and he's able to go ahead and break the record. So congratulations to you, Myles Garrett. Now, this caused controversy. Okay.
Stop the game.
Yeah, they stopped the game for this. Now, I'm not surprised. This is a big deal, okay? You've had T.J. Watt tie the record, which was broken by Michael Strahan. But now Myles Garrett actually officially breaks it by half a game. Well, afterwards, here was Zach Taylor, head coach of the Bengals, not happy with the stoppage in real time as his team's trying to drive with under 5.5 to play, down a score in the fourth quarter.
That's right. There's 5 minutes left in our season. We're playing for our lives here. And I was never told that we're going to stop the game. And in a critical moment like that, and the refs just said that they made a decision that they were going to stop the game. And they said they tried to do it as quickly as possible. I didn't feel that. We didn't sub. We're trying to be on the ball and go and play with tempo. And the umpire just held the ball so that we couldn't do anything. And I'm yelling at Joe, get on the ball. We didn't sub. We're going. And that we couldn't play. And so, again, trying to get an answer was not easy. They just said that they made a decision as a crew to stop the game when that happened. I guess it didn't matter when it happened. It just, they were going to stop the game and let it happen.
And you weren't informed of that?
No, I was never informed of that. They didn't say one word. We meet with them in the 90-minute meeting before the game. They never said one word about that.
Yeah. That's the big deal. Like, they should have.
It's not that big of a deal.
They should have informed him of it.
I think they should have informed. Forward, yes. Moving forward, there should be a policy. If we're going to stop the game, we got to let the coaches know in the pregame.
We're going to let them know, hey, here's the plan. If this guy breaks the record, there's going to be a stop. Now, Jamar Chase afterwards said, that's like me catching my 10th pass and the whole team running on the field. We would get flagged. Jamar, Yeah. Right, a big deal, right? It's
break Jerry Rice's
record. It's not
record.
Surprising.
We'll
Alex Kemp had a fit. I have so much disdain for Alex Kemp as an official.
Yeah, he's on your bleep list there.
He's on my bleep list. He's terrible at his job. Loses control of the games. It's not surprising.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to make a decision on his own like that. Oh, we're going to stop. You know, come on.
We'll get back to the Myles Garrett record-breaking sack a little bit later on when we have the mixed bag, but there is your football fix.
Thank you, sir. It is the G-Bag Nation here on your home of the Cowboys. We're off and running day one of the offseason, but let's look back. Did you see what Russell Wilson had to say about his 450-yard game against the Cowboys a few months back? We have updates on Tyler Smith, Deron Bland, and more, and some Cowboys Twitter coming.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit NationalDebtRelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
And up next, the Nation. Welcome back, Nation. It's time now for some Cowboys Twitter. Got a mock draft coming in here. Let's do some draft coverage, and then we'll get into other things that have been said about the team coming off of yesterday's season-ending loss to the Giants. Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys here in Dallas. All right. Coming up on an hour from the G-Bag of the Day is Pat McAfee narrating a B-2 flyover will face the Challengers. Lucius has the champ of the Challengers coming up at 5:30 right before he gets to L.A. Live at 5:40 every night here on The Fan. Okay. We go to John Owning. Did one for Pro Football Focus. Get the offseason started properly. Sonny Styles at 12. The Ohio State linebacker kind of becoming a polarizing player. You know, some people really like him. Some people aren't quite as sold. and then they trade down with the Packers pick to pick up a 2 and a 3, and they get a corner out of San Diego there, Chris Johnson in the second round, and then Mezidor, the other edge at Miami, going in the third round there to complete your first 2 days of picks. Wouldn't hate if they do that.
Not at all. That'd be a big win. I'm still a big fan of Sonny Styles. I think he's just scratching the surface on his potential. He's only played the position 2 years, converted safety. You've seen him wreck games. I understand the Miami game has people like, oh my gosh, they're freaking out about it. That's a physical offensive line. Did he have his best game? No, but he also went up against a physical front, maybe the best team in the country in Indiana, and absolutely tore them up in the Big Ten championship game prior. So I'd be all for that. You're checking a lot of boxes. I haven't watched that corner yet. I know John Oning's a big fan, and I respect the hell out of John, who's going to join us 3 o'clock on Thursday, so we'll talk more with him maybe about that player. But that'd be awesome. I think Mezidor might be playing himself up out of the third round. I mean, that dude's earning himself a ton of money with the way he's playing in the playoff right now.
I know you watched that Miami team quite a bit, Chief. You were there in person last week. So cool. Do you think Mezidor has what it takes to succeed in the NFL as well?
Absolutely. Yeah, I think the only knock on him is just going to be he's a little bit older of a prospect. Like, he'll be 25 years old when he's a rookie. But if he was like your run-of-the-mill 22-year-old, I think you're talking about a first-round kind of player. He's got good size. They move him around, him and Bain both. He's pretty good versus the run. I think the world of this player.
Okay, elsewhere.
So if you get him, where did he get him at?
Third round.
A third round would be a freaking home run.
The thing is, there's so many edges. I saw one report that estimated in the first two rounds, 20% of the picks.
Yeah.
12 players could be edges. So if you're a pretty good one, this isn't the year to be coming out.
Yeah.
Because you're not going second round. You're going third or maybe even longer.
He's relentless. I mean, any one of these prospects from the Hurricanes defense, you're getting a dog. Like,
nice.
These guys are all violent. They smack you, and he is just – he's full throttle all the time, Mezidor.
That's my bias when I'm watching film is I love dogs, and I don't like finesse players who are going to be in position and use awareness but lack the nastiness, lack the tenacity, and that's why I'm not the biggest fan of Sonny Styles. But he is so traitsy and has so much upside that if they took him at 12, I could definitely get excited about that.
Yeah, super athlete.
ML football. With a brutality here, as Russell Wilson revealed, he tore his hammy the Friday before the Cowboys game in week 2.
Oh, no.
Still threw for 450 yards and 3 touchdowns. Apparently, according to this tweet anyway, I don't know, maybe I'm getting ball sacked a little bit here, but the NFL is going to investigate as the team did not report the injury. But he's out there with a torn hammy. I don't know if I believe this report. Do you guys? An actual torn hammy?
No.
I guess maybe a slightly pulled one that is technically a tear.
I don't want to believe this.
He was moving around pretty good in the pocket. Yeah. I would say that, you know, because, yeah, well, take the snap, launch it. That's kind of what he was doing. But
yeah.
I didn't feel like that he was – he didn't look like he was playing compromised.
Mm-mm.
No, he did not.
Team loves compromised players than the Cowboys. They love the compromise to play against the compromised guys.
They'll make you look real good.
Yeah.
What'd you think of Jackson Dart last night? He made some great throws, didn't he?
He did.
Yeah. You know, the thing about Jackson Dart, it's funny. Even when he tries to kind of be smart and get down and do stuff, he still gets hit.
Yeah.
Quinn Williams.
He just is, poor guy's trying to get to the ground, and he gets a knee to the head, you know. And
yeah.
And he takes some shots there, but yeah, I've always been a Jackson Dart fan.
Like, Spags was on, Mickey Spagnuolo was on with KNC today and said out of all the job openings right now, he'd prefer the Giants' job because they have a quarterback for the future. Would you feel that strongly about Jackson Dart? I think he flashes some potential, but...
If you listen to Bob Papa, who was on with us yesterday, he sounded like the Giants and the Cowboys have the same problems. Didn't he, Chief?
Mm-hmm.
He sounded like, hey, man, Dallas has got skilled players at wide receiver. And, you know, that hopefully they get Neighbors back and all that. But, man, he went through a litany of positions that they're going to have. He goes, they got no cap money, and all they've got is picks. And they won games to get out of the first overall pick.
Yeah.
You know, so he's...
That
like,
might have been the best thing that happened for the Cowboys yesterday is the Giants can't trade back and get like 3 future ones.
Yeah, we'll take that.
To turbocharge their rebuild.
Yeah.
Tyler Smith looking to get some clarity in his exit meeting with Shoddy today
as is he going to be a left guard or a left tackle? And his quote, the biggest thing for me is what's best for the team, but also what's smart for me and my career. He acquitted himself pretty good out there at left tackle, didn't he, over these last two and a half, three games?
Yeah, there were some times where he looked like to me that he was trying to play guard playing tackle. And he's just such a naturally good athlete. But you could see with all the times that he's played in such a small area where he's, you know, it's quick with the hands, quick with the feet and all that. Playing space is a totally different thing for a guy that's so good at playing in tight, confined areas. But when he had to play a little wider and stuff like that, that you could see there was a little bit of, oh my gosh, hang on, here we go. We've got to try and push the guy by kind of situation. You know, quick feet, maybe punch, maybe some strength. I wouldn't move him from guard. I just would not move him from guard. He's just if you just believe in Dak and having the ability to step up and make throws, you need having BB and Booker and Smith inside makes a really big difference.
Yeah, I just don't know how you put this line together without spending big in free agency or the draft without moving him. You know, I just don't know if you have the players in-house that could allow you to do that. I think the biggest thing, and maybe what he and his agent are trying to get figured out here, is if you do want to move me to left tackle, we need to redo this contract, don't we? I need some more guaranteed money for
I'm
next
sure
year.
You would.
I don't know. Maybe this is a sleeper candidate for a holdout situation as you get set for training camp. But if the Cowboys do decide to move him there, I'd say, well, where's my extra $4 to $5 million here for playing on the edge and protecting Dak's blind side? But I think I would be encouraged by it. You know, it's a risk to move the player, but I think we've seen enough here at the end of this season to think that he could be at least a top 10 left tackle out there in the league. Okay, we get to Deron Bland said he's scheduled to have foot surgery on his left foot next week. This is from Todd Archer. Said the foot was bothering him for most of the year.
Yeah, the screw.
But expects to be fully healthy in the offseason program. I'm always trying to get back to feeling like I'm regular, feel like me. He said the added time of the offseason should help his recovery and rehab as opposed to coming back as quickly as possible during the season. I guess if you're trying to harvest and go on a mission to find positivity and optimism anywhere, maybe that's it. Maybe that explains why he looked much more like an average corner this year and at times horrible.
I hope so.
Okay, the Cowboys did finish the season. I know you had the DVOA ranking. What was it, the fourth worst of all time?
Fourth worst, yeah. Not good.
They did end up with the worst defensive EPA per play the NFL has seen since they started doing the EPA per play stuff in 2020. That was dead balls worst. And the EPA per play is probably the best overall catch statistic, is it not?
Yeah, I mean, I think the DVOA encompasses more. But yeah, the EPA per play is right up there. Success rate's right up there as well.
Well, let's talk some more draft here for you. By the way, Brian, you got something?
Yeah, I just asked one of my buddies who scouts Miami.
Yeah.
I said, where do you have the other Miami edge going? He's round wise. He says, as long as their medicals check out, I feel they're both first round players.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Third round.
So I'm asking right now, is an age a problem? And he's about to answer me back here.
Well, Romello Hyde also going to be 25.
Yeah, he is. He's been to four different programs.
Yeah, he's a sixth-year dude in college. So, I mean, I've seen him also mocked fringe first round.
But we've been dealing with that because of the COVID
stuff, the COVID
right?
Year.
I mean, we just kind of play on, you know? I mean, I remember Parcells yelling at us about our corner, you know,
Newman,
you know, and he played 20 years.
Yeah.
You know, Bill's like, oh, he's too old. I'm like, okay, fine. We don't have a corner, coach.
I would really prefer a younger guy, but dang it, you just got to get a guy that can step in and play.
I totally
agree. And if he's 21
or
25, like right now, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You got to get some good players in here. What is your dream scenario for the Cowboys with the 12th overall pick? Asked John Machota there from the Athletic. I would say if you're talking about a dream scenario, then it would be Ohio State's Arvell Reese slipping to you at 12 somehow. But that seems like a very long shot before we get a chance to get through the pre-draft process and get an opportunity to learn what the teams are saying about guys. But I feel like he's a Micah prospect, and I don't know if he's going to be stand-up or edge. I would much rather my edge have a full toolkit and all, but he can just explode and bend.
Yeah. And oftentimes that's going to be enough to allow you to produce as a rookie, right?
Just so good off the, with his first step. I mean, he covers ground unbelievably. Him or Caleb Downs would be my dream scenario at 12.
Yeah, if I could circle back, my guy, my scout buddy talked about it's Mizdor, right? It's who we're talking about. Mezador, excuse me, Mezador. He said age will be a problem for some teams. Just think it's too disruptive this year. His feet need to pass inspection, though. He's had procedures on both.
Ooh, okay.
So that's the feet are going to have to check out. The age, evidently some teams will have a problem with it, but the medicals are going to be the most important thing here.
I do think Caleb Downs could slip to 12. I think you could get your dream scenario.
That could happen. The safety position's one that's weird. A lot of these top safeties kind of go in the middle. So being there at 12, he's just a player that I don't think the Cowboys have had since Darren Woodson. He can fix a lot of issues for you.
Yeah, it'd be awesome. I mean, you saw last night in Ravens-Steelers, the turning point in that game was Kyle Hamilton going out. Yeah. Like, the Steelers could not score. Dude goes out, he ran into his fellow safety, Gilman, has a concussion, didn't know what day of the week that it was, and all of a sudden, the Steelers are putting up 23 points there in the second half. All right, it's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. 105.3 The Fan, yeah, time for a mixed bag, Wolchuk. Where are you taking us?
All right, does the man with the gap in his teeth have a point here? And we'll give you some more portal information.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
That's next in the nation.
Thank you very much, Lucius. G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan. Football's finest coming up at 5 o'clock. Here's Wolchuk in a mixed bag.
All right, let's hit a little bit of the portal news. One of the best names and our favorites, Colorado State tight end Rocky Beers. He's going to Oklahoma now. He had 388 receiving yards, but 7 TDs. I mean,
brother of the sister? Machine.
Yeah, Rhonda Beers.
Rhonda and Rocky Beers. So the Beers family taking their talents to Norman. And I'm sure the Fighting Carter Freemans are very, very excited about that, as Rocky Beers will be there for Oklahoma. How about this?
Who's that you mentioned, by the way? What was that name?
Rocky Beers? Rocky Beers.
No, the fighting
Carter Freemans.
Oh. I hadn't heard that guy.
That guy. I don't know who he is either. We should just dump that. We should say, I don't know who he is. UNT, you know, basically
he's fueled on ginger rage.
Yeah, he is. all of Denton's headed to Stillwater. So they just shifted area codes. Our quarterback, Drew Mestemaker, he's now going to Oklahoma State. Caleb Hawkins, the running back. Wyatt Young, our awesome wide receiver. They're all going. The safety, you name it.
I think there was like 10 dudes. They even took the long snapper, Broadus.
The long snapper's gone. It's just an exodus from Denton to Stillwater. So congratulations, Pokes. You'll be able to have a shot at second place to Texas Tech next year.
You know what, though? I'm going to say this about your program, guys. You guys figure it out.
We're figuring it out.
You mean, it's kind of like the movie Moneyball where he talks about, you know, we're like a body and they just take the organs from us and auction them off and all that. You guys figure it out, though. You got a good AD. You know how to hire coaches. You know how to evaluate players.
Amazing farm program.
I think you'll be back. No, seriously. I hope I'm not.
I hope Neil Brown gets this going.
It's a hell of a farm system.
I mean, that is. It's a stepping stone to get to like your better Power Four school.
But you guys are in the hunt. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of teams that are doing – there's a lot, and I'm saying this with all sincerity, I admire the way that they operate over there because you get gutted. You know, people come along like, oh, hey, we need this guy or we need this coach. And you guys find a way to kind of bounce back. And I admire programs. I have more admiration for programs like that than like even with LSU when we spend $30 million on 7 wins. What's that all about? I'd rather be a part of North Texas program and sit there and find ways to do more with less.
Hey, we'll welcome you, man. Just trade in that LSU, those
anytime.
LSU Crocs,
no,
and get you some Ingram Crocs.
I'm serious. I do admire the teams, and I know what's going on. Joey McGuire out there at Tech. I respect Joey and them because they can evaluate players. Like they're like the portal players they're getting. Yeah, they're not throwing money at crap.
Yeah,
they hit who they want to get.
I hope for them this will be the test. If the Cincinnati quarterback is worth $5 million, and there will be scrutiny about him, you know, because the scrutiny happened with that Miami quarterback. He went down there.
Carson Beck.
Carson Beck's a $4 million. And everybody's like, Carson Beck, $4 million? You kidding me? Yeah, there's scrutiny for these quarterbacks to get paid a lot of money. And I hope it works out for Joey because he's done a fine job going out. He went and got one of the best defensive ends in football, a number one draft pick in Bailey from Stanford. You kidding me?
Doing it again with San Diego State.
Somebody else should have kind of figured that out. That wow, Stanford's got this edge that might be a first round pick. Maybe why isn't LSU on that one? Why isn't Florida on that one? Why isn't Michigan on that one?
There's a heck of a backstory with Bailey. I think it was USC or somebody over there, a West Coast team that was like he was surefire going there. And they were just relentless with calling him and letting him know what the plan was. And he was like, all right, I'll trust you.
They just don't stop. And it was Lane's the reason why now this kid's getting $5 million in Soresby. I mean, Tech had a deal done, 1 year, $3.5 million. And then Lane's like, hey, Brendan Soresby, come on to me, Baton Rouge.
See, that's what I'm saying, though. To me, I hope that Lane Kiffin will spend $30 million in a way to get me more than 7 wins.
And it pays off.
Absolutely. I have admiration for the programs that get gutted and keep winning. Those are the ones I tip my hat to. To me, it's easy to spend $30 million, $40 million on players.
Mm-hmm.
How about get it right, you know?
Well, another thing here is San Diego State. This is the second year in a row they have had college football's leading receiver.
And they're getting gutted, too.
They are. So Danny Scudero is the name of the wide receiver. He's going to Colorado. He's going to go join Dion there with the Buffs.
Where's Colorado getting their money, by the way?
That's a good question. And maybe this guy didn't end up...
New AD there, by the way.
Generating a ton of money. But somebody gave him enough to be able to get Danny Scudero. But this is 2 years in a row. Nick Nash was the other guy, Triple Crown winner, ends up going into the NFL draft. We might need to monitor San Diego State and what they're doing on offense.
New wide receiver U.
Yeah, this could end up being something to monitor. Just take a peek at. All right, so I brought up earlier Myles Garrett, and he breaks the sack record. So
did Joe Burrow take a dive?
No.
It wasn't as bad as Brett's. But he definitely
went nowhere
down.
To go, bro. Miles Garrett got off the ball so freaking fast on that play.
It looked like he was offside.
He
like,
might, he could have been.
Burrow's gonna get smacked.
Yeah, he's gonna get crushed.
Yeah, and so he does the.
But he kind of went down.
He did. But he's preserving himself.
It's a meaningless game for a guy who's got a laundry list of season-ending injuries.
So you've got Strahan,
and they're trying to win a game.
The coach definitely was. He was ticked. We played that audio earlier. So Strahan's got the record, right? 2001, he gets that. Favre takes a dive, and he, you know. So here he is, Fox, NFL Sunday. Is he being bitter, or does he have a point with Myles Garrett's record?
I mean, I hold a record for a 16-game season. They hold a record for a 17-game season. That's the way it works out.
You're still claiming the title.
But, you know, you can't compare records from 12-game seasons to 16 and 17-game seasons.
True.
It didn't work. But I look at it like this. There's always generation that I love. The fact this young man's amazing, absolutely amazing. And I know that he has so many more sacks left than him. 30 years old. I think I had just as many, if not more, sacks after 30 as did Bruce Smith, as did Reggie White. I think he's just getting going. He's just finding his stride. And you don't know how hard it is to do that on a team that isn't always in the lead, a team that isn't always competitive. I think that is the most amazing thing about it. He's done it on a team where he's the focus. He's a guy that gets doubled and tripled every time. It has never stopped him from going out there and putting up
and
numbers
not
year after year.
And not playing with the lead, yeah.
Without playing with the lead. I mean, this kid is amazing. And I really just want him to be on a team, which hopefully will be Cleveland because he signed a long-term deal there, that wins and gives him the opportunity to have the ultimate thing in this game of a team game, which is a Super Bowl.
Mm. Man, that is a lot of words to dunk on the guy.
He
right?
did.
You guys think he's dunking on him?
I mean, he went ahead and praised him after he did at first, which I do think is how Strahan really feels. I've got the record still.
And I've won.
For 16 games. Yeah, and I'm a Super Bowl champ.
I don't think it matters 16 or 17 games because we did not differentiate between 14 and 16 game records much. You know, I think that's just the way it goes. And that's kind of arbitrary, but that's the way the NFL has done it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's I'm with you. And shout out to the 469, 130 fewer snaps than Michael Strahan.
Yeah, that's the key.
I think the snaps is really what matters.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Myles Garrett played 437 snaps this year, got the 23 sacks. Strahan had 567 snaps the year that he had 22.5. So that is definitely a fair point. And I love the point about Cleveland never really being a team that's milking a lead. It's not like, all right, boys, let's go ahead and pin your ears back. Like, you're always trailing in the game. Myles Garrett is as dominant as you could ever imagine. And like, ultimately, when it comes to a guy like Michael Strahan, it's like, you're not going to take the competitive spirit
out of a
competitor like that.
He's fighting for himself.
Yeah, like, I get what he's doing, but that is extremely impressive
Miles
Garrett has done.
Shout out to Arlington Martin. Miles Garrett's an absolute star. And, yes, San Jose State, that's the wide receiver. I was mixing San Diego State in there because we were talking about that edge that's going to Tech.
Yeah.
So thank you, 806-817. San Jose State, no doubt there when it comes to the mixed bag. Last thing here I wanted to get in is the Philip Rivers stuff. Like, are we buying this? Philip Rivers, several sources, he could end up as a head coaching candidate this cycle. I mean, this would be incredible.
If Jeff Saturday got a head coaching job, why not this guy?
Hell, all of a sudden, 5 years off, I'm going to enter and play in the NFL at quarterback. I'm going to look solid. And now, head coaching candidate?
I mean, he's been coaching a lot in high school. He's got the energy. He's a former player. He's around the right age. You know, maybe that's the only way you get him. But, boy, doesn't he have so many kids coming through that pipeline still? He's such a family guy. I think the biggest reach is, would he really leave that high school and the chance to coach all of his sons? I guess I can't see that part.
How about the time being a family guy?
Yeah, I don't see it.
He's
clearly more of a competitor than he is a family guy. He just proved it to you.
Yeah, he just said, I'm going to
leave. You think he's pulling his hair out after five years with these kids?
Yeah, he's got half decade of being full-time dad.
I'm done with this.
All of a sudden, you're going, well, you know. I mean, we're seeing Matt Ryan is trying to be a front office executive for the Falcons right now and maintain his broadcast duties.
I mean, with that many kids, how many times a day do you think he hears, Daddy, can we... ... got to be in the 40s or 50s at least.
Minimum, bro. Minimum. How many times do you ever say, nope, can't, like, stop doing that, please?
Mm.
Are you kidding me?
Put that down.
Like, you might as well make millions to be a disciplinarian for adults.
It's terrible.
There you go. Like, he's a super competitor. Maybe a play caller? Like, it's crazy to just think, like, going jump right to head coach seems crazy. It doesn't surprise me that maybe he gets some interviews or something, but if you're going to hire him right now, that's a little ridiculous.
Him or Jason Witten, head coach dude?
I'd probably bet on anybody over Witten, so I'd go with Rivers.
You don't think Jason Witten has the head coach capabilities?
State champion.
You don't think you don't like the cut of his head coaching jib?
I mean, that broadcasting career left quite a mark on me.
Okay, yeah.
You know, pulling a rabbit out of your head.
Yeah. As far as your ability.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't. We're going to hear him in a minute.
He's got blood on his elbow. He pulled a rabbit out of his head.
He went the rock in there, didn't he?
He did.
Okay. Thank you, Woolchuck. Mixed bag in the books. Finest coming up next, Chief.
The best and worst from the NFL weekend, plus a peek ski at the playoffs next in the nation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Get it? With the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.